Good evening. My name is Wilbur Bernard Ware, Sr. I'm married, have two grown children, a granddaughter and a grandson. Music's been my profession as long as I can remember. I was born in Chicago, Illinois, 1923, September the 8th to be exact. Of a wonderful mother and father. Although I was raised by a sanctified preacher, the Reverend Alonzo Turner. They raised me up in the church, which is part of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. And they had a band. As long as I can remember, I was listening to music, going to school. As I grew older, we used to go out to earn money for various youthful things, I'll say, as well as the times. We used to hustle on the streets in taverns, Chicago and around the suburbs. I didn't have any formal musical training with teachers and whatnot. In fact, my first instrument was a homemade fiddle made out of veneer wood with real strings and a bridge. And Reverend Turner taught me a few chords. At that time, at least, I was playing drums in church. I was maybe 9. We had a swinging band in church to be seen as such, but it was swinging. Wonderful pianist. Mrs. Phillips, Brother Johnson playing the parade cymbals, tambourines throughout the congregation. It was a happy scene. Then from that I moved on up to busting, as we called it. That's going from tavern to tavern, working all night, and split up the money at the end of the night. No particular salary. Unions were unheard of those days. Of course, I'm not too old, but I've been around quite a bit. We have an album here with some very good friends, musicians. One is my hometown constituent and friend, Clifford Jordan, tenor player, that I had the pleasure of recording with before. And Donald Cherry, trumpet player, as you probably know, formerly of Arnett Coleman, original group. Eddie Blackwell, who's also worked with Arnett and various musicians, Randy Weston, quite a few cats. We decided to do an album, picked out a few tunes. Namely, I think the first side is Mold House, which was written by Mr. Jordan. A couple of tunes, ideas of my own. And a solo or two. I hope you'll enjoy them as much as I enjoy making the album. There isn't too much I can say or add to this, other than I've been back in New York now about 8 months. I've been away from New York since 1964. I went back home to kind of recuperate. I first came to New York in 1956. Worked with various groups around the city and country. I missed going to the West Coast or Europe, any place like that playing, but I made quite a few records a few years ago. In fact, the last album I actually did was in 1961. That was with Clifford Jordan, Albert Heath on drums, and Cedar Walden, Kenny Durham on trumpet. That was 1961. And I had a little rest, hospitals and whatnot. Decided to go back home, stay there. Came back to New York, and like I said, worked around. Finally ran to Clifford, decided to do an album. together. So here's the result. And as I said before, I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.